Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Show, and I'm just so thrilled to have each and every one of you on the call. And I'm going to quickly fill in our guests because she has a lot to talk about, and as you know, our guest this week is Carol Frazier, and Carol is the district manager for the Bronx Avon store, district, I should say, and she's new to that position. So first of all, I'd just like to say congratulations to Carol, and I know she is going to do a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So I see so many names here, and I don't recognize her number, so I'm going to see if I can plug her in. So bear with me while I try to locate Carol in the sea of numbers. Okay, hold on a second. Carol, is that you? Carol, is that you? Yeah, Cal?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, I'm like a sea of numbers. I gotta try to find you. So I don't, I didn't want to hold up the introduction because I know you have so much to share with the listening audience as it relates to skincare. And skincare, as you well know, is very, very important to our.
Yes,
so,
it is. I want to say hello. Hello to everyone, all the Avon representatives out there listening to Pat's show, and I want to thank you, Pat, for hosting such a great radio talk show. It's informative, it is thought-provoking, and this is exactly what, you know, a lot of the districts need. And sometimes it's just a way for them to fact-find information that, you know, that they may not know. So listening into these calls plays a major part in a representative business because they learn. It's also a learning tool, you know, it's a learning portal for representatives new and seasoned. So I just want to thank you for providing this forum for everyone. I think it's awesome. And happy
early
holidays to everyone also.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things I wanted to talk about. I know we have an agenda, and take it into consideration, we have 30 minutes. You know, I will go right in. On the agenda that we spoke about, one of the things that we were talking about were tools that you need to sell Avon skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Pat, you're a seasoned Avon representative, and you're one of the top people in Avon. And as you know, again, you have the pathways there for the representatives to utilize a lot of the information that and questions that they have, you know, to ask and things that they should know are right on pathways. And the pathways, believe it or not, has a lot of information as far as skincare. There is, and I know you know that. But, you know, for other people who don't know, you know what I mean, it's seasoned and not seasoned. Some people just aren't computer people, you know. So if you are a computer person, let me start by directing you to Pathways. If you go to Pathways, there is several tabs for skincare. Under those tabs, there are tons of information. This is the Skincare Selector Tool, which tells you how to actually do an analysis on someone's skin by just asking basic questions and looking at their skin, which can open up really a segue into selling a whole line of skincare products. And as you know, Pat, once you ask one skincare question, it leads you into another.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're asking someone, you know, what does your skin feel like or how does your skin feel after you wash it, you know, that segues into a whole conversation that can lead, you know, to a new line being sold. So, again, on the pathways, utilize the skincare selector, which helps you ask questions about the person's skin to determine what best fits their needs. And also, under the skincare tab, there each line, a new, the Elements line, the Clear Skin line, all of the different Avon skincare lines are listed under skincare and the pathways. So it's just taking the time. And these aren't things that are long. They are just tutorials that you click through and you read through. And you can print them also and take them with you in your spare time, look over them, you know, and get comfortable with them. I'm sure in your years with Avon, you know, representatives aren't comfortable with skincare, you know. And my best advice of being comfortable with skincare is to learn something about it. Even if you took one product each campaign to learn, you know what I mean? You will just imagine what you'll learn in 1 month. If you learn a line each month, as far as you'll learn what it does for the skin, you know, the reactions it'll have on the skin, how long it will take to see a change in the skin, you know, all of those things, literally, you will find out if you give yourself time, you know, and also if you go to the right tool on Pathways to help you with that. They're all, it's all there, you know, and I'm always available also for people to call or email me if I can direct them to something on the Pathways, or I can answer a question or print something out. I'm always here, you know. I don't mind at all. I don't. That's what district managers are here for, you know, to help the representatives. So, and the people who do not.
And I want to. I just want to jump in and say I really encourage people to do that, because a lot of times they don't think, you know, I don't want to bother the district manager, but that's what you're there pretty much to do, to help us be successful in our business.
Yes, it's very important that they reach out to the district manager, because we are, you know, I always describe it as driving a car. You know, we're in the passenger seat with you. You're not in this business by yourself. And for those who, per se, don't particularly like the computer, and I get that, I get that wholeheartedly, then you should be reaching out to your district manager, because we can schedule an appointment with you, you know, sit down with the skincare selector tool and sit down with, you know, the different campaigns that are up and coming, and we can go over the things that are in there as far as skincare goes, and we can devise a plan on how to get you started with selling skincare, get you comfortable, you know. Sometimes it's coming out of that comfort zone and stepping into area that you're not comfortable with, in order to get you jump started and get you familiarized. Of course, it's going to be something that's uncomfortable and it's going to feel foreign, you know. But trust me, after you get in there and you learn a bit about the products, you'll say to yourself, "Oh my goodness, I should have learned this a long time ago," you know. What I like about the Anu line is that it's interchangeable. You know, it's interchangeable. It's not a one-size-fits-all, you know. And especially, you know, now with winter coming, you know, people's skin, believe it or not, it changes. It changes in the winter. And I'm sure a lot of the representatives, you know, even their own skin changes in the wintertime. You know, you get that, you get drier, your skin gets more dull, you know, it may tend to peel. So then, of course, in your a new line, you have different products that you can get changeable, you know. You may have, you know, a combination skin in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it may be more dry, you know. So you might want to switch out, you know, your night cream, but continue with the same eye cream or the same day cream, you know. That's how a new line is so great, because it is interchangeable within the family.
Right.
Within the family. You don't have to, again, if you're working with a, let's say even if you're working with the Skinvincible, because that's in the new product, okay? With Skinvincible, you can actually layer that product with the anti-aging, also the treatment. You can layer that. In the summertime, you might not want to layer it. You know, Skinvincible may give you everything that you need in the summertime. But in the wintertime, when your skin gets a little more dull, you see a lot more wrinkles. You know, I wanted to think of a nicer word, but there isn't a nicer word. Let's just call it what it is. It's wrinkles, you know. So there, of course, we will want to add in their new product that, you know, focuses on wrinkles, but also that Skinvincible should be in there for protection, you know, and renewal of the skin at night. So that's what I love about their new line. And like I said, as far as winter goes, layer your products on, and of course, make sure you're addressing your skincare needs and your customer skincare needs. And the only way to do that is go back to number one, use the skincare selector tool and go on Avon Pathway. Now, again, I'll repeat this until I'm purple. If you do not like to go on the computer, reach out to your district manager. We have computers. We can come out to you. You can come to the contact point if you have a contact point in your district. And we will go on the computer with you and put you on the tutorial so that you can actually see the tutorials yourself. Don't be afraid to reach out to the district manager as far as learning skincare. It is so important, and skincare is going to give you the biggest bang for your buck, you know. And don't forget about the family. You know, families can share the products. It depends on their skin type. So let's say I have a teenage son who's 15. And, you know, when you're 15, you're more prone to acne and oil, especially boys. And I happen to have all boys, 15, 12, 21, and 26. So the 12-year-old and the 15-year-old, they can use the same product. Exception of the little one tends to be dry different times of year. So then I would probably switch his skincare during the wintertime. And my 21-year-old son, he uses all of my products anyway. So as far as, you know, discussing can the family use the same products, well, my 21-year-old, he lives in my cabinet, my beauty cabinet. So I guess that would be yes. And he and I pretty much have the same type of skin. You know, he has close pores, very tight skin, where it's dry in the winter and pretty much normal in the summer. So he uses my products, you know. Pat, have you had that question to you often about using the same products in the household?
No, actually, never had that question. But I do have one question that comes up to me from clients from time to time. I'm sure a lot of my reps or the representatives that are on the phone may have gotten. Should they change their skincare products from the summer versus the winter?
Well, again, I'll put it to you like this. If you feel that what you are using is giving you what you need in the wintertime, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, then stay with what you're using in the summertime. If, however, again, in the summer and the winter, we're talking two, especially here in the East Coast, you know, Pat, two totally different climates, you know, where a person like me in the wintertime, my skin is definitely more prone to be dry and dull, you know, versus in the summertime where it's more normal, you know. So I have to have something that has a lot more moisture in it, you know. And then, of course, I layer the Skinvincible for protection on top of it. So, it's about knowing the customer and really having a conversation, which goes back to providing that, you know, that service, that one-on-one service that a lot of times you're not going to get if you go into some of the bigger department stores. You're not going to get that personalized care and service as you would if you went to, you know, your local Avon representative. They're going to sit there with you. They're going to take the time to get to know you, to get to know what your concerns are and what your needs are, So, again, I say it depends on what your skin type is and how your skin feels. And you really do have to pay attention to how your skin feels, because that tells you a lot of things. You know, a lot of times it can determine from your skin what's going on the inside of your body. So pay attention to your skin. Your skin definitely talks to you and tells you a lot of things.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, you know, for those representatives, Carol, you and I had this conversation earlier, for those representatives who do have their clients on the skincare program,
What kind of tracking system should we put in place to assure that these customers are getting the skincare products, not when they run out, but just about when they're about to run out of their products?
You were asking this, you were going in and out, but you were asking me, is there a tracking tool for the
yes.
representatives? Is that what I heard?
Yes,
yes. There is a tracking tool on Pathways. And you on the Pathways, you go to, in Pathways, you go to Sales Leader Tools. And I'll pause in case somebody's writing this down. And if you want to email me, of course, I can, you know, give that out through email also, Pat. Go to Sales Leader Tools, and then you're going to go down to Sales Tools. And then you're going to click on Customer Product Profile. And in that profile, you put the customer's name, the date, what they're currently using when you first met them, and the Avon product that you're introducing to them. Okay, so name, date, and down on the second page is also more information that you're going to enter about your customer, and you are going to put a follow-up date to make a follow-up call. Now, that's, again, on the Pathways. However, I understand, like myself, I like tactile. I like tactile. So myself, what I was used to and what I have taught people to do is to make a filing system. Which,
that's what I'm
and I
about.
Also know that, yep, I know that Tasha Johnson is out there listening, and I know she can attest to this. You make a filing system, and you're going to label the index cards, the one that has the little tabs on the top. You're going to label those with the months of the year, which are 12. So you should have 12 months labeled in there. And you're going to take your index cards. If you have the index cards with the tabs, because they're size. So if you have some with tabs, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. You put your customer's name on the index card. You're going to put what they purchased, the date they purchased it, and whatever their skincare concerns were at the time. You're going to put what they didn't purchase. So let's say whatever your recommendations were, if they didn't purchase all of your recommendations, you're going to notate that also on this file. Being that you put the date on it, if it's December 1st, the normal time that a skincare product will replenish is in 30 days. It's usually every 30 days. Now, if you're my grandmother, it's every 60 days because she will literally use a crumb size. A crumb size is to stretch it. But, of course, we don't want to wait 60 days out, you know. We want to keep that replenishment on a 30-day rotation. So you're going to take Mrs. Smith's card that you just made up, okay, for her, mm-hmm. and you're going to drop that into the next 30-day slot. So if it's January 1st, you're going to put that in February 1st so that when you go to your tab at the beginning of February, and you wouldn't want to definitely not put it when you're running out. You want to remind them about a week to 2 weeks before they run out that they need to mm-hmm. place a replenishment order. Don't wait until they're bone dry because that's not customer service at all. You're not really doing her any justice if you're calling her after her product has run out, and she'll be upset. So mm-hmm. you would want to get to her not exactly on the 30th day. Okay, let's say maybe day 20 or 21, you know, give her, you know, 7 to 10 days so that way it can be ordered and she can have it before she runs out. But your system is only as good as you make it, you know. It's only as good as you make it, and it's only going to be useful if you use it, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't use your filing system, it is not going to work for you. And, again, remember, this is something that you're offering, you know, your customer because, again, I can definitely tell you, if you go into Macy's and you use their replenishment system, it's a whole lot different, and it's not personalized at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a service that you offer people, and it's personalized, and people feel good when you remember them. Also, the good thing about replenishment every 30 days is Avon always has a special running on their skin care. So if, you know, you're, it's in your campaign too, I believe there's a special in the campaign too. I want to say I'm going off my memory here now because I'm going off my 45-year-old brain. So, and we talked about it earlier. I thought it was the elements that we had talked about in campaign two. So if you know your campaign, and Shatasha Johnson will really appreciate this, because she is all about knowing the campaigns. And I know you, Pat, and I know you know what's in those campaigns, you know, and I'm sure you can attest to how important it is to know what is up and coming in your different campaigns. And also what is in the what's new. Because if you know Mrs. Smith, you know, uses the elements line, she's going to think you're a rock star when you're letting her know that the element, you know, is on the special in campaign two. So she's going to be like, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. She'll think you're saving her money, you know, and she'll think you're a rock star. And she will look at you as the trustworthy, noted skincare specialist from Avon. So that's in a nutshell.
I like what you said, because that tied, what you just said ties in what you said earlier, what makes us different from like from a mate going shopping in a Macy's. We're providing our clients with personalized service. So it's not only that we're not only selling them the skincare product, but we're also selling them the service. And again, by reminding them that they should be out, and if they're not out of their product and you know they should, then I should tell you as a representative one or two things. She's either not happy with the product or she's not using it every day like she should, and you can encourage her at that point to do so. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not to mention, 30 days is a good marker to see some results. You know,
yeah.
So if she's not happy and she's not seeing the results that she needs to see within those 20 to 30 days, then you do we do another skincare consultation, find out why it's not working, what results, you know, did she expect, what does she think she's not seeing, because sometimes there may be results, but they just can't see it. But you being the expert, knowing the line, and knowing your customer will be able to see if it's working or not. So, again, if she feels like it's not working, you can point something out to her and say, well, look, I noticed around your eyes or around your laugh lines or your skin looks a lot more vibrant and like it's a lot more alive, you know. You can make those comments and you can make those calls because you're the Avon skincare specialist expert. And that all goes back to knowing your product, knowing what's in the campaigns, you know, and really sitting down and talking to your customer, giving them that one-on-one personalized service that they are not going to get in Macy's. And I don't care how many people Macy's has standing in the aisle waiting to service you, you are just a number. And I
That's
know
exactly.
a lot of our, yeah, I, you know, Pat, and I'm sure you can attest to this, that our customers are not just numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
They are so much more to us than just a number.
Absolutely.
And we want them to feel, yeah, we want them to feel special. You know, we want them to feel like they are getting what they are never, ever going to get anywhere else.
That's exactly right. How often should we, as Avon representative, offering them that this personalized service, how often should we meet with our skincare person after they've been on skincare program?
Okay, well, I think, I'm not sure if we have a bad connection. It could be on my end. Were you asking how often should a representative meet with a skincare customer?
Yeah, it should be every 3 months, every 6 months, once a year.
Are you asking as far as giving them a skin analysis to see if the product is working? I would say, again, if you're doing those replenishments, you're going to see them, remember, every 20 to 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Every 20 to 30 days, you're going to see them. So what I would do, the first 30 days, I would definitely make an assessment. You don't have to tell them you're making an assessment. I would make a self-assessment on my own by just looking at their skin when I see them. then the next replenishment, I might want to do a follow-up to it. Of course, when you do the first 20 to 30-day replenishment, you're going to ask them how they like it. Hopefully before then, maybe in 2 weeks, you're going to call them and ask how do they like it. You know, are they using it? Make sure they're using it as prescribed, which is, you know, morning and night, day cream, night cream, serum, of course, goes on first, and the eye cream. So you want to make sure they're using it properly. And then after that, that second replenishment, I would sit down with them and do another skin analysis to see the benefits and the results. By then, they will have a very well-informed report for you on the effect it had on them, how they feel when they use it, and their reaction to their skin. If they even have an allergic reaction, it's going to happen within 24 to 48 hours, so don't worry about that. If they're continuing to stay with it after 30 and 60 days, it's definitely the product for them. They're going to see measurable results, because as women, you know, that's what we look for. Because, again, we're selling skincare, but we're also selling hope in a jar. And that's what we have to remember.
And I think if we do that and handle our business in the manner that you're saying here, you will have dedicated, I mean, really loyal customers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I bet. I would ask every representative to just do this one test. When they sell a skincare product, take a before picture. You remember the old Polaroids, Pat?
Yes.
I remember them.
You know, they've been replaced with cell phones.
Yes, it's so easy now. You know what, Pat? That's even a better idea. They could take a snapshot with the cell phone. That's an excellent idea. So, okay, so we'll scrap the Polaroid. I'm sure, Pat, you're laughing at me. I know it. You don't have to say it. And I'm sure Tasha Johnson, I keep referring to her. She's been holding me together this week. She's probably dying laughing. But, you know, I only thought about the Polaroids because it slides out and you can give them a copy. You know, you can give them a copy and you keep a copy. Make a file. Just try it with one person. And when you meet with them the first 30 days, snap another picture. When you meet with them in another 60 days, snap another picture. And see the progression of the product that they're using on their skin.
And you know, and what they can do, they can take a Word document and create a table. And they can put in the table, they can say, for example, they have three columns by maybe by six rows. And they can plop those pictures in and then save it, and then send it to the customer so they can see. Because what happens, and this is what I teach on skincare classes, and I used to notice this, that people forget that their skin was horrible. You know, after they go to skincare, their skin was always that fabulous. No, it wasn't. So this way they can visibly see the changes from the time you first started with them to like whatever time you want to send that email with that attachment of all their photos, they'll be hooked.
I would love to partner with you, so maybe we can come up with a date, and we can actually, because we used to actually do that with Polaroids in my prior life. We did that with the Polaroids, and there's a little system with a file, a paper file folder that we could actually make. You know, it's a key track, and it shows the progression with the Polaroids, and I will be able to make a chart, and they could actually chart the progress of the person as a little test, you know, to see, A, the response that they're going to get from their customer, number one, B, they're going to be able to see the measurable results in their customer, and C, ultimately, they're going to have a customer for life. That customer's going to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they're going to refer them to someone else, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
in fact, what you can ask after that, your follow-up question after the customer's seen that, and you follow up and say, do you get my email, however you present it with them, ask them for a testimony.
Absolutely. Ask them for a personal testimony.
And you can put that on your blog.
Yes, they may even let you use their picture and that file as a demo and a testament of how the products work and the benefits. And it's right here. A picture don't lie. Well, maybe a little airbrushing helps. but, you know, a real on-air press picture does not lie. And we could actually, again, we could set up a date when we could make the files for the every 30-day replenishment, so replenishment files, and we can make the Polaroid progression files. You know, we'll set up a date, and we'll have everyone meet us at one point, you know, one location, and we'll do those. We'll put those together.
It sounds good. I'll come by the office, and we'll do that, put that together. Then we can send it out as an email blast to people who are in our district, and I guess anybody who wants to come, I guess they can come.
Absolutely.
And
we'll make it like a scrapbooking party in reverse.
But yes. And what I'll do, I will post it on the Avon Motivational Radio Show on Facebook page, and I hope everybody's liking the page. You know, make sure, because there's a lot of welcome information that's on that sheet. Well, Cal is 9:02, and we've gone half the time, and there's so much information about skincare to share with everyone. I just wanted, before we get off the call, I just want to remind everyone that on Wednesday, November 20th at 8 p.m., there's going to be a conference call on I just got a text from Tasha, the powerhouse wealth Avon woman. She says she's definitely coming.
You know,
yeah,
Pat, I just wanted to say one quick thing. I know this is something that we have on the agenda. I just wanted to say it really quick. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
We talked about people that say they can't afford the skincare. And what I wanted to do is have people point out the value of the skincare. So let's say they're buying a $30 skincare product, and you know, it lasts for 30 days. That's $1 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you put that reverse back on. Aren't you worth $1 a day for the health of your skin? Break
it
down. Break the numbers down and show them in dollars and cents. You know, $30, and then when you break it down, so I'm worth $1 a day. I am. So break it down to them, ladies and gentlemen, and just divide that number by 30. You know, 30 divided by 30. That's $1.
That's exactly right.
That ends up being $1. So you're worth $1, ladies and gentlemen. You're worth it and more. And more.
Oh.
And thank you, Pat, for everything, for just being an awesome Avon representative and being an awesome leader and a fantastic woman and role model in the Avon family. We love you. We look up to you, and we just appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much. And, again, congratulations on your new appointment of the district.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on this call every month. And we know that on December 16th, I think it is, which is the third Monday of next month, that you'll be on again speaking about skincare as well, taking us to the next level.
Yes.
I just wanted to make an announcement that on Wednesday, November 20th at 8 p.m., there's going to be a conference call on recruiting. And my business partner, Ellen Edwards, will be hosting that call. And so if anybody who has a new recruit, you want to definitely get them on that call, and I'll give the number out. The number is 760-569-0111. And the 4306. That information is on the Avon Motivational Radio Show Facebook page. Again, I encourage everybody to like that page so that you can find out about information about this call, Gary Bledsoe's call, which is on Sundays at 8 p.m., and that number is on the website, on the Avon Motivational Radio Show Facebook page as well. I cut you off, Cal. You want to say one more thing?
No, I just wanted to let everyone know if they need me, you know, any questions I can answer about skincare or where to find it at on the pathways, they can email me at carol.frazier, and I'll spell Frazier, it's spelled a little different, F-R-A-I-S-E-R at avon.com, so carol.frazier@avon.com. And again, thank you, Pat, so much, and thank you for your care and concern. For my family situations this week and last week. I know.
Oh, God, yes. And I really appreciate you for this. I know you're going through a lot.
Could you email me that information? I can also put that on the Facebook page or for the Avon Motivational Facebook page. I'll put the directions on the pathway on there as well.
Absolutely, not a problem.
Great. Okay, so that's it for this now, for now. So everyone, make it happen. What we should be doing right now, for those who are listening, we should be getting ready for Black Friday, getting ready for Cyber Monday. All these things are coming up next week. Don't forget Hanukkah's next week. It's right before, am I too early?
Are you too early for Thanksgiving? No, Thanksgiving is not this Thursday, but the following. So no, get your turkey ready and get that Cyber Monday going.
that's exactly right. And don't forget, Hanukkah is coming up before Thanksgiving, and people need gifts for that as well. So everyone, make it happen. Have a good week. Share this call with your downline, your upline, possible recruits. And if there's somebody here who's thinking about becoming an Avon representative who listened to this call this evening, go back to the person who has referred you to this call and sign up today. Again, everyone, thank you. Make it happen. Good night, Carol. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.